Welcome, everyone. It's good to be back. So I'm sorry I missed you all last week. I was teaching in Cincinnati last week, and that video is available on YouTube for those of you who missed it and are interested. Also, I will be teaching again in Cincinnati on November 17th and 18th. So I was invited to come back and speak at this big holistic fair. So if any of you are in the area, I believe I'll be speaking both days there, and so I invite you to join me if you're nearby. Also, I will be at the Science and Non-Duality Conference speaking this October. I'm going to give a couple of talks. One will be called Strong Back, Open Heart, just embracing this sense of living in this sense of strength and divinity. And also living with a big open heart. And so those are the next upcoming talks. Beyond that, of course, we're having a retreat here in Durango on Friday. So if you're nearby or you want to get a plane ticket real quick, you're welcome to join us. And there's plenty of space available for that. It should be a small, intimate retreat, and a lot of people have been signing up last minute, and if you want to join us, then please do. Please do. And if you need a scholarship, just ask, and we'd be happy to take care of you if you're having difficulty with the finances. In addition to that, I want to thank everyone for the donations, especially Myrna, and there was someone else. I think it was Karsten, if I'm saying your name correctly. I believe it's Karsten Bay. Thank you. Thank you, Karsten. So welcome. Welcome. So let's just take a moment and let everyone arrive here. And I'm going to ring the bell. And as you hear the sound of the bell, I'm going to invite you just to let it draw you inward. Beautiful. And so let us take some full deep breaths, giving ourselves full permission just to relax, to let go, and to allow the past to be finished. Can you arrive here? Can you be here now? Fully and completely. Fully and completely. And so if I remember back years that I spent working with my teacher, he demanded my complete and total attention. Now this of course was before the internet was really a big thing, and there was people teaching weekly satsang on the internet. And so I didn't have the possibility of clicking around on my computer. I just sat there with him in his presence. And so I invite you to join me here, to be here fully, to open your heart and see what's here now. What is it that you notice about yourself? Are you happy? Are there emotions floating through your consciousness? Are you worrying about this thing or that thing? And can you simply allow it all to fall away? Can you allow everything to be finished in this moment? Will you join me in being done? Being complete and being whole and awake. And so in order for us to step fully into this, again, we must let go. Let go of everything. And begin to breathe deeply. And experience the truth of what you are. The truth of what you are. You know, about a half hour ago or 45 minutes ago, I was out walking. The clouds were blowing through the sky. A big storm was starting to develop. I felt the hugeness of the clouds. I felt the wind blow through my hair. I felt the hugeness of the sky as my own self. And so can you join me in this moment in experiencing your consciousness as big as the room you're in, as big as the sky? Can you give yourself permission to let go of any pettiness and be quite large, quite immense? It's such a gift when you give yourself this, when you step into this supreme state of silence and simply say yes. This is what I am. This is what I am. To see that thoughts are just thoughts, that emotions are just emotions, can you give yourself permission to open your heart in a space of total unity? Total unity with life. Can you give yourself permission to be big, to be vast, to be free? And say, yes. Yes, this is what I am. This is what I am. I am this greatness. I am this vast, open-hearted love. I am this childlike innocence. This innocence, so many people, they do not know this. They don't know that what they are is an incredible, spacious silence, a gentle and tender innocence. Sometimes I sit with someone and they're struggling so much in their head. So much in the past, so much in great pain. And so can we be like Jesus on the cross? And just let it all be finished. Let it all be done. Simply surrender. In an absolute way. And so as you open yourself, as you breathe deeply, as you let go of the mind, as you let go of your emotional nature as your identity, you know, what is it that you notice about yourself? What's here that's good, that's beautiful, that's true? What's here? Can you look into the mirror of your own consciousness and see that what you are is so beautiful, so perfect, so innocent, so absolutely extraordinary? What you are is extraordinary. Now, tonight there's going to be this great meteor shower, so if you get an opportunity, I invite you to go outside and let your consciousness expand and be as vast as the sky. Let your heart be innocent and like a child. When I was 12 years old, I used to go outside. Go outside and lay on the warm driveway, or the warm grass, the warm earth. I lived out in the country. And I would just stay up late into the night, just watching the meteors float through the sky and burn up. And I can remember feeling so innocent, so vast, so immense. Can you step into this incredible mystery of what it means to be both divine and human? Step into it fully. But in order to step into the fullness of what we are, we must first step out of the craziness, the insanity, the pain, the confusion. I was out, on a little bit of a hike today and ran into some friends. That's easy to do in this little town I live in. You know, every day you go out and you just run into all kinds of friends on trails and stores and wherever you go. But I saw this couple, and the two of them, they weren't seeing each other fully. You know, there was a little bit of a play with power and wanting to be right. And see, it's these little things, wanting to be right, needing to be seen and heard by the other, that get in the way of us truly opening our hearts. When you open your heart, you see yourself. You don't need anyone to see you. You don't need anyone to hear you. For you know that what you are is God, is divine, is beautiful. And so as we deepen together, I'm going to invite you to open your crown chakra, and simply invite this grace to come into you. This scent of grace. Invite heaven above to flow down into you. Say yes. Yes to the Holy Spirit. Yes to this incredible evolutionary grace, which is blessing our planet, blessing this consciousness. Can you say yes and receive? And so we start, of course, by letting go of what we're not and becoming empty, stepping into this vast, spacious silence of our consciousness. And feeling a gentle sense of luminosity. And then from this space, opening the heart, giving yourself permission to become one with life, relaxing the belly, letting life be finished. And then from this place of radical openness, we're inviting God, inviting grace to pour down into us, to transform us from the inside out. We're inviting her to come up literally from the earth below. For there is a God above and a God below. And can you invite them both into you? Of course, it's one God who shows up in multiple forms, but let her come into you in this form of light, in this form of grace, this form of burning intensity. And let this tantric fire that you allow, whatever is impure, whatever is confused, whatever is hurting, whatever is sad, whatever needs to be forgiven, to burn up. Literally, to burn up. in the light of grace. Can you give yourself full permission to let go and not do the path, but allow God to do the work, allow God to do the path, allow God to do the evolution, allow God to do the awakening in you and as you? Can you open yourself fully to Shiva and Shakti? One movement, two forms. Or can you allow yourself to fully be blessed, fully open, fully experience? And so from this place of grace, I invite you to open the crown, the third eye, the throat, the heart. Open the solar plexus, the hara, the belly, the pelvis, the legs, the feet, the arms, the hands. Can you be here now and simply receive? Receive the beauty of your own consciousness. Can you receive the beauty of your own divinity? Can you receive your childlike innocence? And vast, spacious awareness. And from this place of true nature, I'm going to invite you to take another step and to invite God into your heart and let her bless you. Invite her to fill you with light, with love, with happiness, with joy. Invite her to lift any old pain or wound or sadness or hurt. Invite her into your body to heal that which is out of alignment, to bless you fully and completely. And when we open in this way, you know, from the presence of God, I simply hear this message. Do you know how much I love you? Do you know you are not alone in the world? Do you know that you are my child? And worthy of my grace, my light, my love? And so I invite you to open, to give yourself permission to be held by God the Father, God the Mother. Give yourself permission to be blessed by the hugeness of your own divinity and the divinity of the Creator, the divinity of this moment. Can you allow yourself to be seen, to be heard, to be loved by the King of Kings, the highest of the high, the mother of the universe? And so, yes, so I invite you to continue to open, to experience, and to simply allow yourself to be blessed. Allow yourself to be blessed. For there is an incredible light, an incredible love, an incredible peace and silence available to all of us. All it takes is that you surrender your thoughts, surrender your busyness, that you stop jumping around. And whether it's on the internet or going from here to there, chasing this or that, and simply arrive here fully. and the fullness of your heart, the fullness of your love, the fullness of God's grace, the fullness of this silence. And so, yes, yes, we join together in this space. And so I'll ring the bell again. And I invite you simply to breathe, to feel, to experience. And say yes to this moment. Yes to this moment. And so, as always, I have lots of emailed questions, and so I'll get to those, but first I might speak a little bit about stepping into this silence, the silence that is here in every moment. And so we live in such a busy world where individuals are always running from here to there, chasing this thing and that thing. You know, I rarely keep my phone in my pocket because our phones are wired. They're literally wired in an addictive way. Yeah, there's engineers who, you know, they design apps that are meant to be addictive, that you can just scroll and just get lost in the worlds of Instagram or Facebook or this or that or online shopping. And so in my pocket, you know, I keep my beads, my prayer beads, my mandala. And so when I reach in, or my mala, when I reach in my pocket, you know, I feel the beads and it reminds me of where I am. I'm right here in this moment. And so I feel the texture of the beads. I spin them between my fingers and have a little mantra. And sometimes the mantra is not even words. It's simply this feeling of open, 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 open. And so I open to the hugeness of the sky, the wind blowing through my hair, the sun, the rain, the clouds, the snow, whatever it is, the hugeness, the immensity of what we are. I don't want to be lost on my phone. I don't want to read story after story after story of political turmoil or whatever it is. Excuse me. I want to be open and at one with nature, at one with the environment, at one with the hugeness. The hugeness of this space of silence. And this silence, it's available to all of us. And so it's just one step away. If you simply step out of thought and into the space out of which thought arises, the space where you first witness thought, but then when you even let go of the witness and step beyond the witness and give yourself permission to fully open, fully experience, fully be here in this direct experience of what you are. It makes life so, so mystical. Life does not have to be mundane. We don't have to be lost in the web, lost in thought, lost in emotion, lost in the past, lost arguing with our partner. We you can look into their eyes and see their beauty. See God looking back at us. And so the silence, the beautiful thing about the silence is it literally is our consciousness. The silence outside and the silence within is one silence. It's vast, it's spacious, it's absolutely inclusive. And so can you step into this silence? And give yourself permission to let everything die. To even allow the experience of time to fall away. And so if any of us want to live in a sane way, we must know that what we are is not the thoughts in our mind, but rather the space in which thought arises. The quiet space, the quiet innocence. This is what you have always been for the totality of your life. Yet most of us, we're just so busy, our thoughts are so loud, we forget this. And so the first step is to find this silence, to let go into it. To be this, to realize this is what I am. Then, yes, of course, when your humanity comes forward, when you trip and fall in the mud, when you find yourself in relationship and you're confused or you're arguing or you're screaming or shouting or fighting with someone who's not there or sitting and you're in some ridiculous existential pain, can you open to the movement of Tantra? And so true Tantra is this transformational energy. It's this transformational space where you look at your life and you say, oh, what is this? What is this that keeps happening to me? How do I work with this with mindfulness? How can I work with this with love? How can I work with this with compassion? And so many of you, I told you this story that that a couple weeks ago, a hummingbird came into my garage and he kept hitting his head on the ceiling and trying to fly up, but he couldn't fly up because there was a ceiling there and there was three walls and that he was closed in, and he couldn't figure out how to get out. And so he kept trying to fly up. Well, finally, you know, I got him out, but then yesterday he came back again. And how many of us do this? We beat our head against the wall, and then we find a way out. And then we go and step back into that room again. We step back into that room, and we keep hitting our head against the wall again and again and again. And this poor little hummingbird, I felt so bad for him. I was, you know, trying to chase him, trying to catch him, you know, do whatever I could to help him to fly out. And so I left the garage door all day, and then finally at the end of the day I saw he was outside and he was sitting just on my little garden fence. But he was just sitting on the fence like in a daze. And I went up to him and he was like, you know, he looked like he was getting ready to pass out. And like I think he might have hurt his head because he hit it so many times on the ceiling. And so I picked him up and I, you know, took him and put him in the grass. And he just lay there. And how many of us have been in that daze? Where we've repeated the same thing over and over again and just beat our head against the wall, you know, just run into that wall again and again, whether it's in a relationship or with our family, or just maybe it's just running that same story over and over again in our head. And then we just get lost in this daze. And so when you find yourself lost, and sometimes a loss is a wonderful place to be, because when we're lost, hopefully, we start looking for something new. Something new. A different way of being, a different way of doing things. You know, the beautiful thing about samsara is it's painful. And because it's painful, we want to change. But in order to change, we have to try something new. Now our ego, it's a force of habit. You know, it's just simply a movement of the same psychology, again and again and again, repeating itself. But if we want life to change, we have to try something new. We have to say no to our mind. No to our emotional story that keeps repeating itself. We need to say no to the loud voice within us. But then yes to the quiet, still voice. The intuitive voice, the compassionate voice, the peaceful voice, the loving voice, the intelligent voice. We must say yes to this. Yes, I will be willing to be quiet and put down my story and listen. Listen to something greater. And so this is the path of Tantra. The path of Tantra is a willingness to look at our pain, to open to it, to experience it, to let it burn up in the compassion of our heart. In the clarity of our mind, the true mind. We must be willing to walk toward pain and say, yes, I see you, I feel you, I honor you, and now I actively choose to let you go. I choose to be done. I choose to smile where there was harshness or irritability or anger. I choose to let someone else be right and not argue, but instead to make peace. I choose to be courageous. This is the path of Tantra. We step into the fire and say, yes, I'm going to be courageous. I'm going to let go of the hell. You know, I was listening to Deepak Chopra speak the other day. He was on like a Jimmy Kimmel show or one of those late night talk shows. And he was talking about, you know, loving President Trump. You know, when the president gets angry at sending out all these tweets, you know, about how upset he is with whoever or condemning whoever. Deepak spoke about, can we all just send him love? Can we say, yes, we see you, we love you. We see you, we love you. And help him to calm down. Help him to come into peace. I thought this is so beautiful. So instead of attacking and fighting and, you know, we're so divided as a country, we're so divided as a world. This reflects an inward division. And so can we let go of the division and choose to love instead? Can we be courageous enough to love whatever it is that we struggle with? Whatever it is. And so, yes, silence is the first step. If you cannot find the silence within yourself, the path is a struggle. It's a struggle. But the beautiful thing is when you step into the silence, then this true space of Tantra can come forward, where you have the clarity of mind to work with your emotions, to work with your humanity, to work with your relationships. Because you can see clearly, and you can actively choose to be loving and to be compassionate. And so, yes, we have a question. And so, Vishal, you tell me if you're ready with your question. Yes, okay, beautiful. And so, Vishal, I'll release the mic to you. And as always, I just remind everyone, whether you're sending me an email or asking a question live, I encourage you just to try to be very succinct with your question. That's helpful for me. If the question gets really long, I miss the various aspects of what you're asking about.
Hey Craig, you've already talked a lot about I guess stuff that's really pertaining to my question, which is about sort of integrating and transmuting anger and resentment. I just kind of see the ego kind of taking on this fiery energy that's coming up from the root chakra, and it just turns into anger and blame towards someone or an event that's not currently here, or it's directed inwards as shame or guilt and what have you. And I also was wondering, there's sort of an intuition that in this fire, there's something divine, that when the ego doesn't appropriate it, there's something beautiful and passionate about it, that it's not entirely egoic. It's just an intuition, but I was wondering if if my intuition was off, and if you could speak a little bit about that as well. So thank you.
Yes, that's a great question. So your question had two parts. So one of the things I would like to talk about first is when we're working with anger, especially if it has to do with, someone from the past, or it's a story from the past, and you're having these images float through your consciousness. I invite you to reach down and touch the earth. Literally, to reach down and touch the earth and to know this is what's real. This is what's real. So, Vishal, I've had someone in my life for 20 years, someone who attacks me. It's gotten much better now, but in the past it was very intense, always attacking me, publicly humiliating me, being vicious, being manipulative, and it was someone who I could not escape. I could not escape from them. And so they would attack me, and of course, I would do my best to leave the situation because, God, this is crazy. I can't be around this person. It was literally crazy making. Like, just to be in their presence was crazy making. They continually made crazy. And they made life so difficult for me. Brought me to tears, brought me to tremendous anger, tremendous feeling of being humiliated, being betrayed, being hurt, being sad, being heartbroken. Just, it was ridiculous the amount of pain that this person has caused me. And oftentimes I would just reach down and touch the earth and say, this is what's real. This is what's real. Not the story in my head, because it happened, they attacked me, they humiliated me, whatever. But then I walked away, but the anger, the frustration, the sadness would stay in my consciousness. Sometimes for days at a time, I would sit and simply sit in, this silent meditation, just fuming with anger and fury and outrage and sadness, or whatever it was. And I would simply reach down and touch the earth. So whether that was the floor of my meditation room, if I was outside, I'd reach down and I'd just say, this is what's real. And the funny thing is when you reach down and touch the earth, say, this is what's real, it brings you into the moment. It helps you to see the illusion that the past is. Like it's not happening now. This is what's real. Right here, the sound of my voice. This is what's real. Your vast, spacious awareness that's hearing my voice. This is what's real. And so you step into what's real. And what you find is these energies inside. Sometimes they will just immediately vanish, just like that. Now, other times, if the energies are very intense, and this is where the Tantra comes in, those energies of anger, where they're feeling, where the anger is being projected outward onto another, or onto life, or onto God, or whatever it is. Instead of the anger being projected outward, when you step into the truth of what you are, the anger starts to straighten out. And it becomes aligned with this force of power, the force of absolute clarity. In Zen, they call this force Manjushri. And so Manjushri is this un is an androgynous, being of light, who has this sword who simply cuts like cuts off heads. It cuts untruth. It cuts through it. And so the sword of Manjushri comes forward. This is what arises out of anger. You bring anger into reality. You begin to discover this very powerful clear seeing. But it's not like clear seeing in this like real mental way. You feel it deep in the gut, deep in the root. There's this sense of, I know who I am. I know who I am. I am God. I am light. I am power. I am vastness. And so the beautiful thing is when we work with anger in an open-hearted way, when we bring anger into reality, instead of it being projected outward and getting hung up in our mentality with the story of the past, with the inner lawyer or critic or the inner victim or whatever it is, you step into a place that is literally the death of the victim. If there is any egoic death, like a true egoic death, it's the death of the victim. And what you find is you find this incredible strength. So when you're willing to sit with anger, look it in the eye, and say, I know what's real. And you step into your power. Instead of being vast, spacious, empty, you feel vast, spacious, full. Absolutely full. Like overwhelmingly full, overwhelmingly powerful. You feel as if the energy of what you are can literally create universes. If we we look at the root chakra is the seat of creation. Of course, it's the seat of Kundalini, but deeper than that, it's the seat of creation. I mean, what true Kundalini is the force of creation. But there in your root is the seed. And so literally, like even physically, you know, like what's an egg, the, man, there's a seed. But metaphysically, when you feel into the root, is the power of creation itself. And so the invitation is, can you open your heart and step into this raw power? And can you trust that this power is good, that this power is divine? But the price you have to pay is, can you let go? Can you trust yourself that what you are is good? That if you open to this power, you're not going to rip off heads. But rather, you're going to be an incredible force, a fearless love in the world. And so most people, they cannot truly step into a state of fearlessness until they face rage, until they face anger, until they face absolute insecurity. And so this is a beautiful thing, what you're describing. And so it takes a great courage to step into this flame. And when you step into the flame, at first it feels as if you're burning up. But then you realize you are the flame. You are the fire. You are creation itself. And so if any of you have any question about, you know, what the hell it is that I'm speaking about here. Basically, it's facing fear, facing overwhelming feelings. And can you step into those feelings? Feel the rawness of anger. But you walk in that room with an open heart and you say yes to it. Yes. You walk into the room and you touch the earth and you say, this is what's real. Not a story in my head, not a fantasy. This is what's real. I am. I am that. This is what's real. And so if one truly wants to know oneself, it's fine. We have to give ourselves permission to fully incarnate, to fully experience everything within us. And not get lost. Not get lost in the intensity of emotion or sadness or anger or whatever it is. To not get lost. So yes, my friend, that's a beautiful question. Beautiful question. And if I didn't get it right, you can type me a little message there and I'll see if I can add anything to it. Okay, good, good. Okay, I got this question just today. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Hi, Craig. I'm wanting to share in a more authentic way, but have a hard time asking for money. And so instead of my friend thinking of asking for money, I want you to imagine that God made you. God made you. God gave you your gift. Can you share your gift in an authentic way and receive God's abundance? If you are working and doing God's work, you deserve to receive. Receive. You deserve to be paid. Just like if you and I got a job at McDonald's tomorrow, flipping burgers, we deserve to be paid. We deserve it. Everyone deserves a living wage. You are a being of light. If you are wanting to share your heart, share your God-given gifts, then please do so. Please. The world needs you to do so. And the world needs you to be comfortable with receiving so that you can share in a more efficient way. The great Sri Aurobindo said, spiritual people need to be powerful. They need to be wealthy. They need to be connected with abundance. We've had thousands of years of spiritual people trying to be meek, falsely humble, poor. My God, I had to do so much work myself because I had come into this lifetime with so many previous incarnations as a monk that I struggled with the same thing with receiving. If you want to do good work in this world, you must be willing to receive. You must be willing to get paid. Is God's gift worthy of a payment? Hell yeah. Just remember, it's God paying God, my friend. God paying God. You're not stealing money from the mouth of a poor child. They're stealing food from the mouth of a poor child. You're receiving payment for sharing God's love, God's truth in the world, in the form of your heart, in the form of your gift. And sometimes people come to me and they say, Craig, I want to share my heart in the world. I want to share my gift. I want to offer a meditation class, a yoga class, or whatever it is. Please do not wait until you are, quote unquote, 100% enlightened and some perfected being. The world needs a million and one meditation teachers. The world needs a million and one light workers. The world needs holy accountants, holy mothers, holy fathers, holy caregivers. The world needs you. Show up, share from a place of truth, and receive. You need to be empowered. We don't need falsely humble people. What false humility is people who are unwilling to listen to God's call. What if Jesus said, no, I'm just going to be small? What if the Buddha said, no, I want to stay home and hang out on Instagram all day? You need to be bold, my friend. Be courageous. Step out into the world. Just don't get a big ego about it. But most of the time, the people who would never get a big ego are afraid of getting a big ego. And the people who think, they're the next Messiah, they need to take it down a notch. So, I'm just saying. That's what I've seen again and again. So. Okay, let's see here if I can get one more question in. Hi, Craig. Yesterday you told me to imagine myself as a warrior to go forward to God. And I told you, excuse me, and I told you the warrior has hurt himself, and by that I mean has intentionally blocked his chakras. The problem is I feel completely powerless at this moment. My mind feels blank and my emotions also. What should I do now? You must find your heart, my friend. You must stop blaming yourself, stop judging yourself, stop attacking yourself. Self-judgment is poison. Is poison. So the big thing we need to do on the planet is yes, like the last question, step into your authenticity, step into your gift, find your gift, discover your gift, and make it a mission to share your gift in the world. God gave you a gift and he expects you, she expects you to use this gift. Find your gift, my friend. You have a big heart. Share your heart. Connect with your heart. Open your heart. Dwell in your heart. You know, there's individuals who go off to war. They go off to boot camp. You know, they do advanced training and jumping out of helicopters or, you know, out of airplanes. If an 18-year-old kid can face his fear and jump out of an airplane, you can find the beauty in your heart. I don't care if you've been judgmental, if you've been hurt, if you feel blocked. Excuse me. Your job, your purpose is to find your truth, my friend, and bring it forward. Be the warrior that I know you are. Be the warrior. Warriors don't give up. They walk forward every day, entering deeper and deeper into the truth. When things are hard, they don't complain. They go all the way. All the way. My teacher hammered this into me. Craig, you are a spiritual warrior. You are a warrior. Find this place within you. Do not give up. You deserve the hugeness of your own divinity. Your own divinity. So, if I missed your question, it looks like there's a couple more that I didn't get to. I apologize. I'll do my best to get to it in the next couple weeks. So, if you're having last-minute thoughts about joining us on retreat here this Friday, I encourage you, you know, to hop on board, to come on by, to join us. You know, if you're in Cincinnati on November 17th or 18th. Come join me there. If you're at the Science of Non-Duality Conference this October, come say hi. I deeply look forward to connecting with you all again in the future. It's been my absolute pleasure to be here. And I want to thank everyone. Thank you for supporting me, for supporting the Dharma, for supporting this work. Thank you for the donations. Of course, if you want to make a donation to support this work, continue to spread this work, to spread this light. You can visit my website, craigholiday.com. There's a PayPal link there. Thank you all so much. The biggest support you can give this work is through sharing it, sharing your heart, sharing your beauty, sharing your divinity in this world. God bless you all. May you all have a wonderful evening or morning or whatever time of day it is where you are. Peace be with you. Good night.